You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And Barbara Ann Wild.
The very lovely Barbara Ann Wild. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for the Dodgers to
beat
the pants off of Tampa Bay tonight.
Yep, that's right. Tonight, well, I'm still on my Laker high, so I don't even know if I care about anything else right now.
It's a good one.
I'm so happy.
Though. Lakers, that.
Oh my God, it was
well
so
done.
Good. We were like dancing around in the house, going nuts, and Tenny and Chris Kilmore were here, but he was wearing his Steeler clothes, so but we had a good time. Poor Gilby, him and Chris were supposed to go watch the Steelers play the Cleveland Browns, and it was a very sad story for Mr. Clark. Was not happy at all. So today's very exciting because we have a guest in studio with us again. My dear friend Macy Gray is here.
Hello.
An encore performance. So for those of you who didn't hear our podcast with Macy, I don't even remember what number podcast that was, but it was a little while ago. We did a podcast with Macy, and that was really fun. And so Macy just had such a bang up time with us that she just couldn't wait to get back here. She was like speeding over here
begging.
Today.
Begging. Every day.
That's so but actually, we have something that we wanted to talk about, but to promote. And so we're going to talk to Macy for a little bit today. Thank you for coming to visit me again. It's
of
always
course.
So nice to see you.
Thank you, you too.
Very happy to have you back.
Thanks. What's going on, young lady?
Oh, you know, just living the dream, you know.
I know. What are you guys, what are you doing over there at your house with the kids? The kids are all still at home.
Yeah, we kind of are over each other. And like when you just said you were having fun watching the game with your family, I got so jealous. Because we did so much COVIDing.
I know.
We're all sick of each other. I just gonna like, go away. Go away from me. Go away. And then we took a trip together.
Where'd you guys go?
Just to San Diego.
Oh, nice.
That's the new trip.
It's staycations.
You can drive
it's all these staycations.
It's so sad. It's
like it really is.
Our options. We can't go. We can't cross the border to go to Canada. We can't go outside. It's like our choices are very limited.
Well,
it's
right now ridiculous. We're all like lepers.
Yeah, so we went to San Diego, and then we all came home mad at each other. I was mad at them. And then it's just been kind of like that ever since. We've just been, you know. I mean, they're my kids. You know what I mean?
Nobody's what did you going guys do anywhere. In San Diego? Did you just get like a hotel room and just kind of hang out by the pool or whatever?
Yeah, we stayed at the Hard Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
That place is
it's
Party Central pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Is it still Party Central?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
For the first time, though, I left my kids.
Oh,
because
well,
usually I'm like, you know, they do stuff and I'm there and I'm, you know, I'm trying to be mama bear, but I was like, you know, I'm going home. And I went home. I got an Uber from San Diego.
You did not.
That's what my life is turning to.
Oh my God.
Because it was hilarious. Fun. Like we took the train. We went downtown and got on the train. And
Did you take the train to San Diego?
Yeah, that's the best way to get there. Little Amtrak. You just go
nonstop. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
And then we were supposed to stay a couple of days, but I got so mad on the first night at them, so I just, I got up the next day and I caught an Uber.
What did they do? Are they just making noise or?
They just got super drunk and then, but they're you know
I hear
what
you're saying, because they're adults now, so it's like a whole new dynamic.
I know, but they're like, horrible when they're drunk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think it's my fault because I'm always there and I'm, you know, pick up this kid from here and, you know, call them to make sure they get home okay. And I just decided I'm going to stop. You know, like, whatever.
Just going to go home.
Yeah, if you fall off a bridge and
I mean, you're an adult, so it's.
Yeah, you just fall off a bridge. That's what happened to you.
That's what happens. Yeah.
So I had to let it go and I finally did it. My friends have been telling me that for years. Like,
Let go.
Yeah, like you treat your kids like they're eight, but they're still eight to me.
I know. It's so hard. I do that all the time. Like, I'll be like, Frankie, she's walking out the house. It's cold outside. You want to take a jacket?
I know.
She's like, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
I know
when I'm cold and when I'm not cold.
My kids don't even answer me. They just leave. Yeah. So I was just like, I finally just said, forget this, you know, and I just came home. And they were fine. They all got home fine.
How long did they stay?
Unfortunately,
extra?
I wanted them to stay longer. No, they came home. They got the train the next day.
My dream is to be alone in my house just one day.
Yes, like, I got the house to myself.
That is a vacation.
Oh, my God. That inspired me to move.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't move out, I'm going to move out. Because that was heaven. I just had the house and I didn't have to worry.
You can move into, like, the witness protection program.
Yeah.
You all by yourself.
And I didn't answer the phone. I knew they were called. Never answered. And they all made it home fine. They came in the house. They had food and... without me. So I'm just like, okay, cool.
That's going to happen for me actually this weekend because Gilby's going out of town on a boys trip.
He is going out of town. Yeah. So yeah. Am I coming over?
Yeah, you're coming over. So you, producer Lisa is here. Yes, you too. You know, Barb, we have two producer Lisas.
Yes, we do.
Gilby's going on a bike trip to Arizona with a couple of the guys, mm-hmm. and Frankie's going out of town with her girlfriends. They're going to go to Joshua Tree in Palm Springs or whatever. So, mm-hmm. Mama is footloose and fancy free.
You're gonna love it.
I have to come. I have to come
best
over.
Thing in the world.
And her girl was like, oh, I don't know about leaving you all by yourself. I'm like, oh, no. I'm good. I'm totally good. I'm all good here. It's fine. I'll just chill. I'll watch whatever I want to watch. I'll eat whatever I want to eat.
And it's the best.
It's nice sometimes to just kind of chill out by yourself.
It's the best thing in the world.
Yep. So, yeah. What's like a normal day in your household? What do you guys do? You get up? Do you make breakfast for everybody or no?
Sometimes I do. I've kind of I discovered feta cheese and tomato omelets, and I'm like obsessed.
That's so good.
They're so good. They're on the keto diet. And
Frankie was telling me about. Have you heard about these keto diet pills? They have like these keto diet like supplements that you can take.
Yeah.
That no. people are taking now and that like speed up your metabolism, cut your appetite down, like suppress your appetite a little bit.
Yeah.
I've heard about those, but I haven't done
that. I just know about coffee. Coffee does the same damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. True. That's true. What my daughter
coffee
says.
Girl, 24/7.
Just drink coffee, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So you like you guys eat breakfast and then what do you do like during Are you, like, what's going on with, like, gigs, music? Are you recording? What are you doing?
Yeah, I did an album. I formed a band with my band that I usually travel with.
Yeah.
We've been together almost 7 years now, so we did a project as a band for the first time, which was cool, because I didn't know they were such good songwriters. They're amazing songwriters. I didn't even know. So we did a record, and it's coming out Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Your birthday.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That'll
be fun.
It's called Daniela.
Yeah. It's your ode to Daniela.
Yeah, that's
it's just so inspiring.
Last time you were with us, you said you were going to be doing a covers record. Did you also include covers on it, or is that a whole other project?
That's a different project.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually talking to Matt Sorum about that one.
Oh, cool.
I know.
I think Gabby was just on the phone with him earlier.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it all together.
Yeah, that would be
fun. I love Matt Sorum. He's such a survivor. He's always figuring something out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good for him.
Are you seeing like any kind of like a semblance of like stuff coming back to normal at all, like in the music industry? Like, are you getting phone calls to do stuff, or do you feel like it's super quiet and no one's really doing anything? Because I feel like you're always busy. You always have something going on.
I know. You should start making stuff up. Because you get bored easy.
Yeah.
No, it's far from normal. I think a lot of promoters are starting to do those virtual festivals.
Yeah.
I did Montreal the other day, the Montreal Jazz Festival.
Mm-hmm.
They did that one. And I know the festivals are just coming virtually.
Right.
But...
Have you been approached to do any of those, like, drive-in ones, you know, where people kind of sit in their cars?
Yeah,
or...
that's so bizarre. I can't imagine doing that.
Yeah.
Because I'm so, like, you know, into my audience and I talk to them. And
I know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, you know, and they're in their car and that's just so bizarre. I don't know.
It is weird.
I mean, people are doing it. Some stuff I can't settle into, though, like. Every you know, it's nice to adjust, but you shouldn't adjust to everything.
Yeah. It's so odd. I was watching TV last night and I came across The Voice.
Yeah.
And they had their judges in studio, but all the audience, the judges and the contestants were in studio.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they've probably all been like in a bubble or something.
Yeah.
But the entire audience, which was like maybe about 50 people, were all on like televised screens.
I watched it as well.
Yeah. So they're all like virtually there, which is so so odd.
It's so awkward.
Yeah, it's just so, all of it is just so strange. But I was just kind of wondering, like, is like your phone still ringing? People are still calling, and they still want, you know, they still want to do stuff.
I think so. A lot of people are booking up next spring, but I don't think mm-hmm. we're gonna be back next spring, because it's not just about COVID. It's like, because first of all, when you tour, you got to take a whole bunch of people,
and right.
everybody has to be okay to go. Like, even if you want to go, like your drummer might be like, you know,
yeah, I don't want to go. Yeah,
and then the guarantees are just gonna plummet. Like, you have mm-hmm. to. That's what everybody gets paid. Just what people don't know. So promoters aren't gonna pay like they used to.
Right.
For a long time.
And because they're not even gonna have the audience that they used to, because even if they do open some of these venues, they have to reduce their capacity. Yeah, so how can they make that kind of money?
Yeah, and then if they're not gonna pay the same, then a lot of performers aren't gonna do it. If they can't put on that big show with all the visuals and 100 dancers. Yeah. Like, I can adjust, because I've been doing this. I started out, like, I have a 3-piece band and we just go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a lot of those, like, big arena shows and that, I don't know how they're not gonna work out financially.
No way.
No, I was telling, we were talking, it was me and Gilby and Chris Kilmore, who's in Incubus. We were all talking, and I was like, well, maybe what needs to happen is how they just did like a stadium show, like a Dodger game, for instance. Yeah. They're allowing, like, I don't know how many people are they allowing to come watch
Not
the game?
Not many, though.
Like 100, like, couple hundred?
Yeah. It's
because there was, at the football game, was it the football game? Yeah, the football game, I think did they allow in like 8,000 people that day or something into the stadium? Mm. And I was like, well, that's a decent amount of people. What if like a bunch of bands got together, a bunch of like big bands got together and did like, maybe bands need to pair up together and do, you know, like 3 people on the bill, like more of like a festival type feeling. But then we were all talking about it. We're like, well, you can't, because the capacity's not there. You can't pay those bands that kind of money.
Yeah, you can't.
So you can't do it.
Yeah, and then you have all your expenses, because your expenses are the same.
Yeah,
totally.
Like, remember we had that moment when you could fly to New York for $40?
Yeah.
That went away.
Totally.
Yeah.
So it's not, I think it's going to be a long way back for touring.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's going to be one of the biggest changes is in the entertainment industry, and especially like in New York on Broadway, like all those theaters.
Oh, that was really sad though.
It's so sad.
But the thing about sports is they have television, so
right.
Like, they, no matter who shows up, they're getting money from the networks. They got
exactly
streaming.
That's why artist music, you have to just do live streams right now.
Right.
There's really no way around it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's too many variables. Yeah. Not only do you have your band, you have your crew, then you have to worry about, you know, traveling and being on a bus together. And
yeah, and then like, if somebody gets like, sick, then you did it all for nothing. Everybody has to go home.
Right.
Yeah.
Like with sports, they're testing these guys daily.
Yeah.
Like they were talking to, the Dodgers were talking about it. And there is, and some of them hourly, like when they were in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone tests positive, they're out. Then they have to get somebody else in. But that person had to be tested. And there's just no way to do it.
Right.
And then insurance. No insurance is going to cover a touring right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. There's the insurance.
Yeah. I mean, we had a tour. My husband's band had a tour that was supposed to, we rescheduled everything for the fall, for now, that got pushed to the spring. And then already all the promoters are like, because we were starting out in Europe, they're like, well, U.S. has done such a shit job.
So have they, though.
We're not allowed anywhere.
They can't.
So they're like, we don't want you over here yet.
Right.
And so we had to just move everything to the summer of 2021. But then you got to remember, all the artists that had tours booked in 2020, they're getting the venues first. Like Sharon Osbourne was just talking about rebooking Ozzy, and she had to go all the way to 2022 because all the other artists get first dibs. You know, everybody wants to, they have to recapture what they're working on. And I don't know how it is for you, but like my husband was supposed to put a record out in the beginning of next year. And it's like, no, we're going to have to hold it back, because if you can't tour behind it, what's the, so you're going to put the record out now and just what do?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. So you might be okay. You still won't be able to tour though.
No, we won't. It won't be no touring, but there's other ways to push a record.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll get back to the MTV days and have, like, real videos.
Yeah, that would be
fun. That would be nice.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I mean, and now you could just do all the talk show circuits, I guess. You can do, like, virtual performances or actually go in studio and
perform. So weird. Watching Jimmy Fallon record from his kid's toy room.
I know.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So bizarre.
It's so strange. Those guys have done an incredible job. Everything is strange.
I hate it.
Yeah. It's very, very strange. But you know what the good news is? Let's just put everything back into perspective. The Bachelorette is back.
Yes.
I don't watch those. I have to jump on
I don't know who I am sometimes.
But are you know they wearing masks on the show?
No, they all have been in a bubble. They filmed it in Palm Springs, and the contestants and her all had to be tested and then stayed in this bubble sequestered, and that's how they did the show. So it'll be interesting.
Wow.
But it's so weird because now I have like PTSD from like COVID. I watch other people like make out. I'm all...
Yeah, it's weird. No. I know.
They're kissing.
It's
oh, horrible. My God.
It's
the
in
virus.
Everything. You can't do anything without thinking about
so
it all day.
Funny. I know. I think about it all the time. Every time I see anything that's pre-COVID, I don't understand how they're walking up to each other, shaking each other's hands, hugging. Like, it's total PTSD now.
So yeah, and it shouldn't be that way.
No.
Yeah,
that was
no.
once a nice thing, to go and... Hug somebody.
Yeah, yeah, hug someone, smell their perfume.
Give me a kiss.
It's
you know?
Not
it's
anymore.
Nobody saying that no more.
No, hell no. They're like, get the hell away from me. Back up,
no,
bitch.
No, this is awful.
No, it's really terrible. So you're doing something amazing for our charity, and so we wanted to talk to you about that so you can tell our listeners about that, and we could promote that because
so
I think that would be amazing.
For this?
Yeah, very cool.
Okay, so Saturday night, this Saturday, the 24th, we're having a virtual bingo game to raise money for a charity called MyGood.org.
MyGood.org.
Yeah.
And I already bought tickets. I have my 10 boards. I've got
a T-shirt. You know what you're doing.
I'm ready to start drinking at 4 o'clock for the pre-cocktail hour. I'm ready to roll.
What is your part in it? Are you going to be calling out the numbers? Are you spinning the wheel in some outfit?
No,
what is happening?
Okay, so that's one thing COVID has done. It brought on... virtual bingo. It's like business now. Like
yeah.
You call and you hire these people.
Oh, wow.
To do your bingo game.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a thing. And they actually make pretty, pretty healthy little stack of money.
Well,
wow.
I see we have found out.
I didn't know
calling.
Anything about this.
Barb, let's get on this.
We're going to get an Honest AF Show bingo game rolling.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah,
what
it's
are we
some
wasting
software
time for?
You have to, some software you download. It's like its own platform.
Uh-huh.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So, and so are you going to, are people going to be able to like, you know, play along with you? And
of course I'm going to be there. So it's a bingo game and we're going to have live performances. There's a couple like
are you performing?
Pop-up celebrities. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to do one song and then I'm not supposed to say who the guests are.
Okay. So we
it's
can't say.
It's a big
say.
Surprise.
Just hate me. Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes is one though. I can say her name.
Oh, she's freaking hilarious.
She's so
I
funny.
Love her.
Oh my gosh, she's so funny. I think one of my favorites was when she was on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, so good.
Oh my God, it was so good.
No, it's going to be amazing.
She's brilliant.
So yeah. We're just going to drink and have fun and play bingo and raise money for the cause. So My Good is that we support the families of victims who've lost loved ones due to police violence. I've said that so many times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's an awesome cause. I like that.
Yeah. So we're raising money for that while we play bingo and drink.
And listen to cool tunes. And what more
and
could you ask for?
The prizes are cool, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was
frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza.
From
okay.
Chicago, though. From Chicago.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so we got like the best pizza spot in Chicago, and they're going to ship you a frozen pizza.
Wow. Okay, that's kind of cool.
I'm not all about the Chicago
the,
pizza. I'm a New York
because you're a
New Jersey
Yorker.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Like,
I don't like that. But it people love
Chicago
it. Gino's, they love Chicago pizza.
Wait, is Chicago a deep dish or is that Sicilian?
Yes, Chicago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's deep lots
dish.
Of yeah. bread and mm-hmm. sauce in
yum.
A bowl.
Yeah.
And we
hungry.
Got a live lobster.
Ooh.
Because the holidays are coming up.
Did he volunteer for this?
Yeah. Called us up. No, we got really cool prizes. We got spas and like fake, like it's you know, it's fun. We got a stock card.
Uh-huh.
So like that could turn into $1 billion. It's
wow.
like a stock gift card.
That's amazing.
And you take the gift card and you can buy whatever stock.
That's
we
so
love
cool.
gift cards. We're all about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah, I like that
pulling
well.
In all the money, then you get something really great.
Well,
totally.
I like the creative prezzies though. That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like, you know, there's a lot of gift cards.
It's going to be really fun. I'm super excited. I mean, let's face it. It's a lot better than going to a real bingo hall down at the like Knights of Columbus and you can't even see past your arm with the cigarette smoke and stuff. So pre-COVID, bingo was not as cool as this. This has got it going on.
Oh, yeah. I think bingo's going to take a big jump now.
Oh, that's so fun. I went to my first bingo game was a drag queen bingo. And we went to this place in West Hollywood. Lisa, what was the name of that place? Hamburger Mary's. That's right. You remember that because that's your mother's name. So we went to Hamburger Mary's in West Hollywood and mm-hmm. they do drag queen bingo. And it was so hilarious. Funny. And it was so much fun. I've never played bingo before. It was a blast.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, me, I was laughing.
We were all winning stuff. Didn't you win something, Lisa?
I did. I won a bag. Frankie won a bag.
Yeah, we won. Oh, awesome. Frankie won a bunch of stuff from like ASOS, which is like super
great.
Oh,
I love ASOS.
Me too.
I love ASOS.
Yeah.
This is ASOS shirt.
I love
ASOS. So it was cool. Is it time? Is it time for us to do our bag of tricks, Bart?
Sure, if you want to.
Wait, I gotta tell them where to get tickets.
Oh, yeah. Where do we get tickets?
You get tickets at mygood.org.
Mygood.org.
And yes. Eventbrite sells them. That's where I got them.
That's true, too.
mygood.org.
.org for tickets.
Yeah. And Macy has
we're almost sold out, so you gotta... It's Saturday night. We're gonna have a ball. Saturday at 5.
It's gonna be
Saturday,
so
the 24th of October.
And these two are gonna be there.
Yes, we are.
We are.
We're gonna be playing bingo. I want that damn pizza.
I'll skip the pizza, but I'll drink and I'll play bingo.
Yeah. Well, we got like... there's a chef... She used to be Michael Jackson's chef.
Oh, wow. Really?
She was there that day.
Whoa, she was there the day that he passed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, she used to be my chef, and she's Kevin Hart's chef now. And so one of the prizes is a cooking lesson from her.
That would be very useful for me.
Yeah.
So, like, if you know there's something you cook, but, you know, she can show you how to do it better, whatever.
Awesome. Wow. You know, I think I have like a faint memory because like Macy, you and I met because our kids were in the same preschool together.
Yeah.
And so we used to do like the school mom thing where we would drive on field trips or like serve hot lunch or mm-hmm. whatever. But for some reason, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember something to do with Michael Jackson and the kids. Like were the kids going over to his... To Neverland, or there was some kind of a trip, or
yeah, Jermaine lived right down the street, remember?
Right.
And all his kids,
yes, yeah,
and they would always invite us to Neverland, but we never went.
Yeah. I remembered something like that, but yeah, we never went.
Yeah. I had a son. No, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That must have been some PTA meetings with you and Macy. That must have been like,
oh my god,
a trip.
Oh my god,
that school was so crazy.
That it was so crazy, but I mean, like, doing like hot lunch and then all the like field trips and stuff that we always to go on, and it's a very like what's it called? It's a very progressive school, preschool. So all the parents are like, I think we're like in the business, like musicians.
Oh,
or,
that's cool.
So the kids were all like, there was a lot of creative people around, so a lot of lunatics.
Yeah,
but it was fun.
Yeah,
it was really so fun. Funny. I made some great friends there. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
it's one of those schools where everybody knows everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a really small little kind of community, and we became really good friends, Macy and I. And I just like there's about another handful of girls that I still keep in touch with. Our kids all grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing artist Allison Saar, who you remember Allison Saar?
Yeah.
Allison Saar was one of the moms. Her daughter, Maddie, and Frankie, and Macy's daughter, Anissa, they were all friends. And so they used to hang out together, all slumber parties, sleepovers, all that kind of stuff. And Allison comes from a long line of African-American artists. Mm-hmm. Her mother is Betsy Saar, who was a really, really famous artist. Mm-hmm. I think they came from New Orleans.
Something like that.
I think they were based out of New Orleans. But anyway, Allison became this insanely well-known and well-respected artist of our time.
Oh, wow.
And she was actually commissioned to do the Harriet Tubman...
portrait?
No, the statue that's in the Bronx when you're entering the Bronx.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Is it Bronx or Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, I think.
One of those, but
one of them, yeah.
We all went and we got to see her pour the bronze into the statue.
Wow.
Like she was commissioned by the state and did the statue. And then we all got to, I don't know if you guys got to go.
Mm-mm.
Did you get to see it?
We
went and she invited us to come and watch her pour it. So it was incredible. And these were all like little things that happened at that school.
Oh, the preschool.
Just like, you know, people that you met and that you stayed in touch with that were like, you know, kind of touched your life and you know, we'll never forget. So
wow,
it's a cool, you know, cool little hang.
Very
that school.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We added a segment to Honest AF, and that is we ask all of our guests,
mm-hmm.
what is the one thing that you love about yourself?
I think turning 50.
You love turning 50?
Yeah, because, you know, like when you turn 50, you just don't really like worry about the same shit. Like I just kind of like leaving my kids, I just don't give a fuck. Like bye, fall out of a tree, I'm going home.
So
do you know what I mean?
Brilliant.
I couldn't have done that 5 years ago.
Yeah,
you
awesome.
Just start, you see things a little differently, and it's not so much accepting who you are as much as it's just like not needing other people to validate me like I used to.
Right.
It's really like a switch turned on. Like, I don't need, as much as I love you, I do need you to love me. I do need Daniela in my life. But some people, like, you know, if you don't like me, we're good. Like, it's all, you know, and I don't go home and worry about it. I used to, oh my God, they don't like me. You know, like, I don't mm-hmm. have those nights anymore. And it's really liberating. Like, it allows you to think about so much other better stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is
great.
Very,
I
that's
love
really
that.
Good. I think eventually you do kind of go, yeah, you know, I'm okay. Like I've reached a point of acceptance where I'm like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, damn it, I want to be young and gorgeous like I was. But now I look in the mirror and I'm like, you know, what am I supposed to look like at this age?
Whatever.
It's fine, I guess. You know, you do get to a little point of acceptance.
Yeah. My mother told me that was going to happen to me.
Your mother's a wise woman.
Yeah. She's, you just need to turn 50. Don't worry about it. Because I would be crying over the stupidest stuff. You know, I don't know. But I did notice she was right, because it's like it's happening slowly. Like, I just don't obsess over the same
things. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. You settle down a little bit. You ease into yourself
you
a little.
You ease into yourself.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's nice. It's not so, because you're not, your mind is freed up to do other stuff.
Mm.
Instead of thinking about, you know, if you said the right thing to someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
I mean, I'm not like, you know, a rock. I still feel like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But it's smoother now. It's not my everything.
Right. Yeah, I get that. And I feel that way sometimes too. I definitely do. Like, I'm like, you don't like me? Oh, well, that's your problem. I'm not for everybody.
Exactly. Totally.
Things don't weigh on you as much. You just,
Well, not the little, like, the things that don't matter. Like, that's, you kind of get to sort out what doesn't really
You pick
matter.
Your battles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I always say that too. And I kind of like, I look at things sometimes that piss me off and I'm like, okay, I'm going to settle down and I'm going to pick my battles, because that's not the most important thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to just like reevaluate and check myself sometimes. But I think you're right that does happen with age. You kind of settle down a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Is that bad though, you think?
No, I don't think so. I think because life is so heavy, especially mm-hmm. like this past year,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that I think it's like, we were just talking about this before you came, how being able to just like detach from things, it kind of just is, it, for me, it's been survival. So to just like think everything's going on up here and look down and just not like letting it make you feel so upset and mm-hmm. just, you know, and besides that, you know, worry makes you wrinkle and we don't want to wrinkle. And, you
no.
know, it's like, it's just like letting things go, because everyone looks better, feels better when you're happy. So if you just like, and I mean, is it really a problem to just not give a shit? I mean, it's actually a blessing.
It's,
I mean,
so
it's
great.
You know, it's like you said, it's liberating. It's just,
yeah.
I really don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get to see how everything else that's really going on.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so many, it's like you said, both of you, you know, there's so many difficult things that we have to deal with in our life. And I think, like, as we get older and we deal with all these things that happen, like, you kind of become like, I don't know, like, I don't sweat a lot of the things that I used to sweat anymore. Like, for instance, like, when my business took a shit, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. How am I going to survive this? How am I ever going to get through this? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to have money for this, money for that? You know, and I don't sweat that kind of stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. I just kind of, I let it roll off of me, because I think to myself, I've seen so many things happen with, like, my friends. Like, I've lost friends through illness and accidents and all kinds of terrible things and everything that's going on in the world. And I just feel like all that stuff is so, it's minuscule in the grand scheme of things. It doesn't matter. And you figure it out, you work it out, you'll get through it. You know, you might have to make some changes. You might have to, you know, switch the way you used to do things, but you'll figure it out and you'll get through it. You know, it's not the worst in the world. And you just have to kind of reprioritize.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that's one of the nice things about getting older, you know, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're still growing still.
Mm-hmm.
Still so much to learn, you know.
Totally. Totally. Mm-hmm. So that's what you love best. You love best about feeling.
At the moment, I don't know, tomorrow, but right now, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, you know. I like that.
It's pretty cool, because it's new.
Yeah, that's cool, I like it.
Yeah. What's really cool is that you're recognizing it while it's happening.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, you know, 5 years from now going, shit, when I was, you know, when I turned 50, it really did free me up, and I didn't even, the fact that acknowledging it as it's happening is amazing, it's great.
Yeah, because I have a bunch of 20-year-olds in my house, and I can't stand them. I don't admire them at all, because everybody wants to be 21. I'm like, please don't make me 21.
Yeah, we don't want to go back to that age either.
No,
Here's what I would like. I'd like the looks and stamina and physicality that I had in my 30s. I think that was my best, was like my early 30s. Like, I felt good, you know? I mean, definitely when you get older, you have your pings and pains and all the stuff that, you know, doesn't feel the same. But you know, you don't look the same. But there's something about, like, kind of easing into yourself where you kind of go, well, you know, for where I'm at, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's right. Pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
I just think there's such a stigma to it. Everybody, oh my God, you're getting old. Like, the word old is so, so bad.
And it's really a privilege. Not.
No. I know.
And then let's face it, 50 today, really, truly, it's not even it's not even just like trying to make us feel better. We are definitely different 50-year-olds than our parents were.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm sure our kids are going to look at us like, what the, you know, because it's like, 50 now really is like what we used to look at 30 when you were a teenager and you'd go, wow, so-and-so is old. And they were like 31 and you're like looking at them now going, shit, those are babies to you now. But we're not your typical 50-year. I mean, I see it happening though. Mm-hmm. Like if I get together with some of the people that I grew up with, I'm like, Zach will show me like Facebook because I don't do Facebook. He'll show me Facebook and he'll be like, do you know who that is? And I'm like, not really. And he'll like, that was the guy that you were dating before me in high school. And I was like, oh, wow, I picked well. You know, so I guess it does happen to some of us, but I think we're kind of a different 50.
Yeah. California, too, though.
Yeah, California. True. 50
like,
50's is
different than Kansas than it is California.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's different out here.
Things go slower the further west you go.
So mixed up. I know.
It really is true. It's
so messed up. But, you know, I mean, we're also, you know, we have healthier lifestyles here. We're more active here, you know, where a lot of people can't go out and do the things that we do. Yeah.
Yeah, you lose weight. Just go outside and just stand there. It's so hot.
It's so freaking hot. How is it like the middle of, it's like, we're at the end of October right now. And it's freaking hot as hell.
We are supposed to get a decrease in temperature next week. They were like, oh, it's going to be a huge change. I'm like, oh,
81.
Wow, we'll be, yeah, we won't be hitting the triple digits. We'll be down to like 90 and we'll be good. But
yeah, it's crazy. You know,
it's ridiculous.
Can't complain about that. That's for sure.
So, Barb, you got a Barb's Bag of Tricks for us?
I do. I always have to bring something special.
Macy, do you have any new products that you're obsessing over or that you like? Any good beauty products? Hey, how's your the beauty bar?
Oh, it's going great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Are you back fully open?
Yeah, fully open.
Awesome.
We opened before. Now I'm going to get myself arrested.
No,
you're
not.
We opened before we were supposed to. Because I figured out all you have to do is sell toilet paper. So we put this big thing of toilet paper in the shop and just open up and like, somebody walks in and will say, oh yeah, but we sell toilet paper.
I went to go
we
get
can
my
braid
nails
your
done.
Hair while you buy some toilet paper. How's yeah. that?
That's
we
killer.
Sell toilet paper. Can't shut us down.
My nails done at the place by somewhere in California, and the lady's like, okay, we're open, but you have to come around the back door and knock 3 times. I'm like, it's speakeasy shit. Just
yeah,
to get your nails
totally.
Done. It's like,
yeah, you have
totally
to.
On the,
well, I haven't
on the
going to get my nails done, and they do it in the alley in the back of the nail salon. They do it in the alley, and they like do it so fast because it's kind of like a half-ass. You're like sitting on a lawn chair.
Because of the tar, you're going to freaking melt in
exactly.
100 degrees.
You're sitting on a lawn chair, getting your toes done, and they're like slapping on really fast. And they're like, all right, go. Go. Next.
So ridiculous.
It's not
make
like
that
relaxing
money back.
And pampering.
They've got to make that money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
somehow.
Not it's not what it used to be. But do you have any cool products that you like right now? Anything you're using that you
okay,
love?
Okay, let me think.
Is there anything good at the salon, at the beauty bar?
Okay, I know what. I'm actually okay, you're not gonna believe this.
Oh, I might.
Okay, so,
time, I might.
So during COVID, everybody's like trying to figure everything out. Uh-huh. So I'm sitting with my mom and I was like, maybe we could just sell toilet paper. I was ready to start my own toilet paper company because that was what everybody needed was toilet paper.
Supply and demand.
So I went on one of those Chinese sites like Alibaba. Yeah. And you know, they have these crazy minimums. They're like 10,000.
Right.
So the lowest minimum was 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered 4,000 rolls of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. And?
And it just got here. It got here 3 months later. I totally forgot all about
kids
it.
Are angry.
I have no intention of selling toilet paper. There's 4,000 rolls of toilet paper. And it's not toilet paper like with the core. It's Chinese toilet paper.
So what does that mean? Is it like...
There's no core. It's just a big roll up. There's absolutely nothing I can... Anyway, so that's my new product. It's, if anyone wants to buy my...
Some toilet paper.
But
you could use it for mischief night.
It's like in a big roll. I was thinking, you could use it for camping.
Yeah.
And with COVID, I go in those bathrooms. I get nervous. Like, I don't want to touch.
Yeah, no way.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Coochie germs plus COVID.
Oh, no.
So if you have your own toilet paper, you don't have to touch anything.
Totally.
And I have no idea or desire to, like, try to promote it or get on TV and say, buy my toilet paper. Do you know what I mean?
I think it should be one of the prizes at the bingo game.
Yes! Yes! Big question!
We'll have you autograph it. It'll be autographed by Macy Gray. It'll be...
You
won't
don't
even
understand.
Use it.
It's 4,000 of them.
Like, I think like when you pull so it, funny. It should sing a song, a Macy Gray song.
Yeah, toilet paper singing. So I just funny. Don't have no idea what I'm going to do with it. I can't. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Make one of your kids sell it. Give them a job.
I don't know. I don't
at least
know
we have
how
whose house to go to. If we go back into lockdown
true.
Again, everybody just line up outside Macy Gray's house. I'll post the address on the website later, and you can go get your toilet paper.
It's hysterical. It's so funny.
But it's bamboo, so there.
Oh, that's there you nice. Go. There you go. You know what I want? I want one of those Japanese toilets. I love the Japanese toilets.
Mm-hmm. With the bidet?
Not just the bidet.
I have a bidet.
It's the warmer. You
the
sit
warmer.
On it, and it's warm.
Yeah,
it's
I
nice
have
and
that.
Cozy.
Lovely
I got
toilet.
It on Groupon. A mm-hmm. bidet that heats, and you have to have someone put it. Well, Gilby could probably put it together for you, and you put it on your existing
yeah,
toilet.
And when I'm
it
in
heats,
when I'm in a, an
it
old age
heats
home.
The water. It heats. It does all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of massages going on.
Oh my!
It's super rad.
Massage while you're on the toilet.
Well, the water.
What are they massaging exactly?
After you clean up, you could just be in there a little longer, and it's got everything going on in there.
But it was a crampon. Your butt?
Yeah. And your, whatever other parts of your body that you would like massaged with warm water.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's like a massage with benefits, I guess.
And it's good for the environment because you're not using, you know, paper.
4,000 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
4,000. Okay. You guys aren't understanding what I'm going through.
Maybe well, you now can I have an understanding of what your kids are going through.
Set up a stand in front of Yosemite or something, because everybody's been going there since COVID.
Yeah.
All the national parks.
Mm-hmm.
Set up a stand.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, camping
toilet paper.
Camping sites, free toilet paper.
Yeah.
I know, but you know, you have to go out in the world and promote it and market it and get people to help you. Like, that's where you lose me. I can't do that. I don't even know how to do that. Like, who's big in toilet paper?
I don't know.
Mr. Charmin.
Charmin?
Mrs. Charmin. The Charmins.
I don't even know. But,
but can I tell you one more thing?
Yes, please.
This is how badly you get ripped off on toilet paper.
Oh, toilet paper is so expensive right now.
Guess how much a roll is?
How much?
Just guess.
What it really should be, you mean?
No, what do you think I paid for my $4,000?
Oh, no.
$5 a roll?
No. I'm saying how we get ripped off when we buy it in the store.
Oh.
So what do you think it costs?
Oh, okay.
I always buy those big ones.
For 4,000 rolls?
Per roll. No, just per roll.
Per roll. Per roll.
So right now, if you buy a thing of Charmin, you pay about $1.75 a roll.
Right.
Okay, so maybe it's 25 cents?
Nope. Lower.
Really? 10 cents a roll?
Lower.
Shut it. 5 cents a roll?
Lower.
Is it a penny?
Nope.
How much is
less
it?
Than a penny?
It's 0.03 cents a roll.
Holy cow.
You get three rolls for a penny.
Really?
So it's about our royalty rate.
Exactly. You get so jacked when you buy toilet paper.
You can stream a song for the same amount of money as it costs for
toilet
paper.
Yeah, like there's
really
like
so sad.
Six rolls cost them 2 pennies.
Holy hell.
Real.
That's crazy.
That's a mock-up.
Yeah. Have you felt this toilet paper?
It's really good. It's really great toilet paper. It's very soft. And it has that whole biodegradable thing.
That's amazing.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. Funny.
Well, we'll be standing in line at your house with some toilet paper.
I'm going to just ship you guys a box each.
Thank you. I can't wait.
I love you guys. You guys will probably figure it out.
I'm never going to use it. I'm just going to keep it like to remember 2020.
Danielle, I sold you 4,000 toilet papers. I'm a billionaire now. You guys will probably come up with something.
I know. That would be great.
It'd be like that movie, The Jerk, with Steve Martin.
She only sold tens of millions or hundreds of millions of records. And she's known as, well, she used to be a singer. Right now, she's, you know.
She's selling toilet paper.
She's a
bamboo
toilet paper mogul.
She's a toilet paper queen.
That's great.
Okay. Barb,
stop being silly. I have a silly bag of tricks too.
Barb's bag of tricks.
Okay, so I have. I mean, because we're with you, so I'm like, okay, so we're going back to the CBD world, and there's this new, another one for, like, the clit gel, but this one's got even more CBD in it. It's called High on Love.
Oh, yeah.
And
High on Love.
The CBD is, like, the third ingredient. So this is, like...
Is that an orgasm gel?
Yes.
Or
it says stimulating orgasm oil.
Sorry, Greg.
And, I'm sorry. Sorry, Lisa's son. anyway, we're being over 50. We don't give a shit what we say in front of our kids either.
Exactly. But. We have. So let's explain to our listeners what we're doing. We decided, because a lot of people have been doing Dear Daniela's and saying that they would like to see us. They'd like to visually see us because it's a podcast. So we decided to bring in Greg and film it so that we can put it on our YouTube channel, which we'll announce at a later date so that you can actually see this episode.
So cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Very exciting, although I really didn't want to be in front of a camera. I kind of like the microphone. And
I know, me too. You know, but okay.
I have a face for radio, but that's okay. So anyway, this rocks. And
is it
will get you where you want to go with or without a partner.
High on love. Oil or gel or what is it?
It is organic and it's an oil. It has...
Does it heat up or is it cool or what is
what
it?
Is okay, this one doesn't do a heat in or a cooling thing, although there is peppermint oil in it, but only a very tiny bit.
So it's a little bit of a tingle situation.
Yeah, a tiny bit, but it's more the CBD is so strong, the hemp oil in it, that... Oh, sorry. Here we go. The hemp oil in it is major. So... This is one of our bag of tricks.
Fun.
So you can get when you start your CBD, we need you to do like a.
But here's what I don't understand: when they're doing a CBD oil for your hoo ha, for like an O oil like this,
O oil.
It's O oil.
You
right?
should market it that way. No, this is called High on Love, but O oil seems.
Oh, is like it? But orgasm oil, right?
Yeah.
So
It's a stimulating orgasm oil.
Oh, okay. So here's what I understand. So what is the CBD? Really do is it get your
well it's supposed to help
does it tingle
with nerves
does it...
right because okay. that's what CBD does for us
okay.
it makes
it's supposed to desensitize, so why would you want that?
Only desensitize pain. But it kind of makes you feel good. I mean a lot of massages now use
Macy,
massage
does
oils.
It get your hoo-ha high?
It relaxes your muscles. It relaxes your muscles. All I know is since I've been using these CBD orgasm oils,
they work.
It absolutely 100% works.
Okay.
There's just
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's rad. So I highly recommend that. And then there's another one. This one is called On, and it's hemp. It's hemp-infused female arousal oil. So this one kind of does its own thing without even, you don't even have to have sex. And it's like, starts to make things go on. So this one's really great too. And this is all organic, made in Chatsworth. So that's even better. But it's doesn't have anything that you could be allergic to. It's hypoallergenic.
Oh, very nice of them. So, yeah, the last thing you need is an allergic reaction down there. That would not be good.
If there would be one to be had, I would get it.
You would
and
get it.
I didn't get it.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you, Barb, I have to tell you something. Did you ever see 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Did you see 50 Shades of Grey? Never saw 50 Shades of Grey?
No. So, I live 50 Shades of Grey. You know who I'm married to.
So I went into a sex shop just the other day with the lovely Tenny. We went into a sex shop together. We were just looking at different things. And they have these, you probably know all about it, but I was dying because, you know, I turn into a 12-year-old when I'm in those shops. But they have these things. They are like panty zingers. This is so crazy. They're like the remote control.
Yes.
And you put them in your panties and
your significant other could be...
Can control it.
Yes.
Can control it. You could be walking in the grocery store and you're getting zinged and in your panties. Lisa's dying. So you could be like walking anywhere. You're getting sensation. So I asked the girl at the counter, I'm like, who needs this? Why?
You need that.
Why is this? And she goes, you know what she told me? So crazy. She goes, well, she's telling me this. Okay, me. She goes, well, if you like to do webcam videos, these are great for those webcam girls. Because the webcam girls, you can make a lot of money with these things. And I go, really? How so? She goes, well, they're Bluetooth operated now.
That's hysterical.
So you download an app on your phone. You send your little zinger to the webcam
code.
Girl. You send the code to the webcam girl, and you can zing her while you're webcamming her. And then she said it makes really good tips. These
they
girls
even
make
have
really
ones.
Good tips from these panty zingers.
We need to road test them. You know what's so funny? They have them now too that you could hook up to music.
Yes.
So if the tempo changes, you could be listening to reggae and you're like,
what do you get? What's the sensation you get?
It's like a vibrator.
Right?
Yeah. It's like a vibrator. So you get little vibrators in your panties, but
all day.
I was dying laughing. And she's like, well, didn't you see 50 Shades of Grey when they go out to this dinner with his family and he had put this thing in her panties and he was controlling it the whole time and she's like, you know, having convulsions at the dinner table with his family sitting happening there.
That's
and,
great.
It, that's what Mr. Gray did to her. So, so apparently this is a thing, which I didn't even know about.
Yeah, I kind of knew about that probably.
Yeah,
in high
I'm sure
school.
You do. I'm sure you do. I kind of figured you
high
did.
School, when I went to the adult store today, the woman goes, "Oh, how you doing, Barbara? I haven't seen you since lockdown."
Oh,
I
was like, so they know you me, by know. First name
oh, they
basis
do.
Over
they
there.
Do. They know me.
Yeah,
like,
very good.
They're like, "We have some new things for you for your bag of tricks." I'm like, awesome.
Oh, so, my God.
Oh, and then because Halloween's coming up, I got you both X-rated candy.
Ooh.
Because this is really funny. Eat me, want a crew, let's fuck. So
oh,
this
I like that. That's very cute. Look
I
at that. Don't
you,
say they didn't give you anything.
I don't know what they taste like.
No more.
I don't know what they taste like. They probably taste nasty, but they're cute and funny.
X-rated candy. I like it. X-rated messages.
Okay, so this is something really interesting. Macy, you might know about these. I'm kind of new to the whole, because I get so paranoid from pot, so I'm kind of new to the whole, you know.
Man, Barb, you cleaned the place out.
No, this I got a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's called Dad Grass.
Mm-hmm.
And they rolled up like these like classy joints, but they're with CBD. Have you tried these?
Mm-mm.
The girl at the store where I bought this from, this really great little shop up in Santa Clarita called Mascot, she said that they, like, you can't get paranoid from them or anything, and they're like perfectly legal. And I guess, you know, like, moms and dads could just like light up at the dinner table or what have you. So I got these and I thought, may as well try them if they won't make me paranoid, because usually pot makes
so
them
they don't have
jump
THC. They just
no
have CBD.
No THC,
okay.
It's CBD.
Uh-huh.
But it's
interesting.
But it's set up to smoke.
So is
yeah,
just
I've
like,
had CBD before.
Have you smoked CBD?
Yeah.
Does it do
so
anything
no,
for you?
It's like,
no.
It's got like one of those in case of an emergency break.
It's amazing.
It says pre-rolled CBD joints, 100% organic hemp flower.
Uh-huh.
So
I think they're healthy. They're probably really healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very healthy.
I want to get you drunk. Now I might have to get you high. We'll have to get high together. But anyway, so I thought this was a good.
Everybody wants to see me drunk.
Pretty rad and fun. And
uh-huh.
You have to check it out.
I like it. That sounds very cool. Well,
yeah.
I see you... You did quite well in the adult shop over there.
Yeah.
She loved me there. That lady was like, you're going upstairs today. I'm like, yeah, is there anything new? She's like, not since lockdown.
Which one do you go to? What's your favorite one?
Well, the pleasure chest is like the most fun.
Yeah, that's the
that's
best
like,
one.
We need to go on a field trip there.
Yeah,
that's
the
a good
best one.
Yeah, that place is sick.
It's so good. And they have cute stuff there, like outfits, like cute outfits.
That you dress your daughter in.
Yeah. Yeah, because
we have to put Frankie in because she looks so damn cute in them.
I know. Rubber, I'm not winning
vinyl,
any Mom rubber. Of the Year awards here, but I do take my daughter shopping in sex shops.
I gave her first vibrator, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think you did. You do.
I think I did. I hope
yeah,
I did.
You did.
I'm like, I'm like totally incriminating your child.
She's an adult. It's all right. Yeah. But yeah, I went into... I went with Tenny because I like their underwear. Because I
like, but without the remote control.
Well, I mean, now I might want some with remote control. I mean, why not? But they have cute underwear there because they're all low rise.
Totally.
You know, and I don't like when my underwear ride up. So I like to get the slutty underwear.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I never thought that was a good look. Did you like that look with that whole Britney Spears with the G-string?
With the G-string hanging
out? With your jeans, with the Frankie B's. I love the Frankie B's, but that's when I first learned to like not wear panties then.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't think that the G-string hanging out was
Did you see
cool.
the new Givenchy campaign? The new... So Kim Kardashian has been photographed all over the place right now in the new Givenchy dress. And it's like this gorgeous black dress, super low scoop in the back. And then she's got a red G-string sticking out. I don't know. I think it's kind of hot.
Mm.
I like it.
I haven't seen it.
I like it. I think it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you are the definitive word on fashion in this room. So
we will.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not for everybody's taste, but you know, but I like it a little sexy.
Yeah, I do, but I never thought that the G-strings hanging out of the jeans was like a look.
No, it wasn't. You know, it actually wasn't. But I think the way that they did this, the way Givenchy did it, was
anything
is really
do,
cool.
We're on board.
Yeah.
It looks.
And
really
I
good.
Also got you guys some little samples and presents. And then this one is called Sliquid.
What is it?
High climax.
Yeah, they're...
So you get high and you climax?
Yep, exactly.
So you're really like flying high.
And I think that might be...
Oh. Here, Macy, I'll give this one to you.
And then last time we were all together, we talked about what are we doing with our situation down there because we couldn't go get waxed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And shaved. So they have... Someone actually thought of Coochie shave gel. Shaving lotion.
Yeah.
That's apparently, what it's supposed to be really good.
So what is it like a, does it take the hair off or what does that do?
No, it's like a
shaving cream?
Shaving cream.
Oh, shaving cream.
And then
okay.
You just get clippers.
Oh, man. And you scared me to death with your clipper idea.
Gilby to do it.
Oh, no.
Why not?
I get it waxed.
You get like a little haircut down there.
Nice. No, I'm getting, I've been getting waxes. I have a girl that comes to the house and she just waxes me. She wears a mask. I wear a mask. I don't care. She's not going near my face.
Yeah, my first wax was amazing. It was just such a relief to get waxed.
Right? It's
yes.
Great. You know, she uses this great, the girl that waxes me is so great. Her name is Janelle. And she uses unicorn wax. So it's hot pink and it has glitter in it. I mean, come on. It's like a party.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
I don't know. I had the same thing with my eyebrows like in the 90s when we waxed the shit out of our eyebrows and we were left with like hairs, you know, Kate Moss inspired. My eyebrows never grew back.
Neither did
and
mine.
And neither did my situation going on down there. I'm like, I don't have hair. Very much.
It never grew back?
Not really.
Really?
No. Oh. I guess after doing it enough times, going to Pink Cheeks enough, I'm not hairy at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, same. But I had that issue with my eyebrows when Slash got married, his first wife, him and Renee got married. I was her bridesmaid. So the makeup artist suggested, and this was, you know, the early 90s, which was Kate Moss, you know, ruled the world. So they said, why don't we just tweeze out all your eyebrows and draw them on pencil thin? And I had like thick brows at that time. And so I was like, yeah, go for it. Do it. She tweezed out all my eyebrows, and this is what I'm left with now.
Wait a minute.
I have no eyebrows
tweezing
now.
Did that? Because for me, it was all wax.
Yeah, it was tweezing. She tweezed out all my eyebrows, and they never really grew back. Huh. I just have this tiny little thin line now, and sometimes I look like an alien if I get too blonde.
I think it's a great look still, but I definitely... it's funny because I used to go the first time I ever got waxed. I mean, my eyebrows arched was here in California, grew up on the East Coast and full on, you know, I had major eyebrows. And I was seeing Senna, Eugenia Weston, who has the makeup line Senna. She used to say to me, no, we're just going to clean them out. And in my wedding pictures, Zach and I got married in Bora Bora and she had just done my eyebrows and they're really thick and they look like I wish they looked now.
Yeah.
And then I stopped going to her and she kept saying to me, don't go to someone who's going to wax because you'll be sorry. They're not going to grow back. She was totally right. So years later, I'm like, she started.
So they think that that's from waxing, but I had mine were tweezed and they never grew back.
Interesting. I didn't know that tweezing could do that.
Let me see your eyebrows. What do you do your eyebrows? Do you tweeze them?
You have good eyebrows still.
No, mine they've always been like this.
Hmm.
The arch is great. They're nice and full.
Macy doesn't age. She looks exactly the same as she always has.
No, I have.
No, you haven't. Mm-hmm. You look exactly the same. You don't have one wrinkle. Your skin looks the same.
No, I've definitely aged. I was looking at my old pictures the other day.
No.
I almost started crying.
No! No! You look exactly the same.
You look the same to me, but I didn't know you in person, but... you look exactly the same to me.
I think
as
we
I
knew each other when we were in our 30s, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back
early
in the
30s.
Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because the kids were in preschool.
Yeah.
And they're 20. How
26?
She's 20. Yeah. Well, Nisa will be 26 in January.
Yeah. She was always a little younger. I remember that. Yeah.
Ages ago.
Yeah. A long time ago. Our kids were like 5 or 6 when we met. Like really young.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I have a couple of those that age.
We're young.
And then I have the 27 and 28. And then I have 18. And then I have 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So thank God for that 8-year-old. Because we just took the 18-year-old to college. And it's like the 3 of us, even the little ones, like, this is weird. It's too quiet around here. I'm like, we need to get another puppy. That's why I've been looking at dogs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to get something going. It's way too quiet. Although it's really hard for my house to be quiet with Zach, but It's definitely more quiet than usual.
Our house is always like a train station. There's always people coming in and out, in and out. There's something going on here all the time. It's just nuts here. Well, Lisa always says that. She's like, your house is like a damn circus. But anyways, all right. Well, cool. So
tell us again what we're doing on Saturday, Macy.
Saturday bingo.
Saturday night bingo at mygood.org.
Yes.
5 p.m. PST, right? Yeah, PST.
Yeah, Pacific Standard Time. Yep.
Yep. Your bingo tickets there.
You also have the link on your socials, right? Because that's how I got tickets, was through your Instagram.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So if you want to follow Macy Gray Macy Gray.
At Macy Gray.
At Macy Gray on Instagram. Yeah. And you can get a link from her bio. And we're going to post it up on our socials as well. So, yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming to see us.
I'm gonna come back tomorrow.
We're doing another podcast tomorrow, so
actually Zach said to me today, are you cheating on me? I'm like, really?
Yes, with Danielle.
Yeah, Danielle is my side chick. He's like, you're always going somewhere, you always got things to do, you have no time for me. I'm like, relax, dude. I'm going to see Daniela. He's like, okay, tell her I said hello.
Calm down. No one's cheating. So cool. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us.
We're so happy that you did
come
the podcast.
Come back tomorrow and the next day.
I cannot wait to play bingo.
Yes, that'll be fun. So everybody, go check it out and play some bingo with everybody. That is going to be a fun, fun time.
Hit Macy up if you need toilet paper.
Yeah, if you need toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
She's got plenty for you.
I'm going to ship it over here. Because Danielle is the type, she'll figure something out.
She will.
Maybe she'll make jeans. I sold you toilet paper. Where can I get some more?
Okay, so everybody, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Macy.
Check out the bingo.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. And if you want to hear more or know about other products or want us to review other products or have any suggestions or questions for us, hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and honestafshow.com is our website.
Very good, Danielle.
Wow, look at me.
Good job.
The memory's not going yet.
That's because we didn't smoke those dad joints yet.
Yes. All right. Thanks, everybody. Be safe. Take care. Keep well. Bye.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation. Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags, because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.